focus on is all the wonderful things that you do get to eat in a vegan diet. There's so many really delicious vegetables and fruits, and eating them at the peak of freshness, and they're most delicious. It's just all about thinking creatively and cooking.
Today, we are joined again by Chef Rebecca Fry on her cooking series with Nutritious Grains. Rebecca reminds us that eating vegan actually broadens our repertoire of food choices and opens us up to nature's abundance of fruits and vegetables. She demonstrates this through her delectable dishes that cordially invite us into the delicious world of veganism.
Once I share the way I cook and the way I eat and the way I do live, then people realize that it's actually a very fulfilling way of living and eating. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name's Rebecca Fry. I'm a vegan natural food chef from San Francisco, California. Today I'm going to be cooking a cinnamon spiced spelt morning porridge. Spelt is an ancient grain. It's related to wheat. However, it's a different type of wheat, and many people who have wheat allergies can actually tolerate spelt. Spelt is made into flour in many ways these days, and you can use it in baked goods. And we're actually going to use the whole spelt today. Spelt is very nutritious, very easy to digest, has a lot of the B vitamins, fiber, protein, and I'm using it today as a morning porridge because I think so often we can use the oatmeal and different things that we're used to, but there's so many other grains that can be used for breakfast porridges, and so spelt is delicious. It's chewy and very filling and will leave you feeling satisfied all the way to lunch. So what we've done is soaked these spelt berries for 8 hours. It's important that you soak spelt before you cook it. It'll help the digestibility of it, but it also helps it to cook faster. Or if you've maybe used spelt in your dinner one night of the week, cook some extra and use it for breakfast another day. So here we've got a half a cup of spelt. We're going to add this to our saucepan. So now we're going to add in a cup of water. So first we're going to bring this to a boil, and then we're going to reduce it down to a simmer. It takes about 50 to 60 minutes for spelt to cook, so once you have it down to a simmer, you can just let it go and it'll cook for about 50 minutes. At the end, you'll want to test it, taste it, make sure it's cooked through. And there may be some excess water that hasn't been absorbed, and at that point you'll just drain off the excess water. Okay, so now our spelt is all cooked through. Perfect texture. You can see they've expanded to about double their size. So now we're going to go ahead and work on building the porridge. What we've got is a can of light coconut milk. We're using light because the regular coconut milk can be a little too thick for your breakfast cereal. So we're going to add a half a cup to our spelt. We're going to give this a good mix. Now I'm using coconut milk because coconut milk is extremely nutritious, and I love the taste of coconut anyways, but coconut is a very unique product. It actually has a type of fat in it that's a medium chain fatty acid, and it's not a type of fatty acid that's in a lot of other fats. It's very healthy, and the medium chain fatty acid is actually broken down in your body in a different way than other fatty acids so that your liver uses it for energy and it's not stored as fat. Coconut milk is also antibacterial and antiviral, so it actually helps strengthen the immune system. So eat up on coconut, it's great. So we're going to let this sit on a very low heat, your lowest setting. The spelt berries will puff up just a little bit more as they sit with the coconut milk.
Rebecca is attentive to the nutritional benefits of every food ingredient in her cooking. Her delectable vegan dishes are a creative springboard for her to raise awareness about improving one's well-being through plant-based foods.
Children and people with illnesses are the people who are really going to benefit from vegan lifestyles. So just through talking to them, teaching, and explaining how to do it and what it means to live a vegan lifestyle, and again, showing people through cooking, it's a great way to get the message out. but we're going to work on our fixings now. So first I'm going to start with dates. These are medjool dates. Medjool dates are very, very sweet. They're soft, very delicious, and a great way to sweeten your dishes without adding a refined sugar. So we're removing the pits of these dates, and then we're going to chop them very finely so that they blend into the breakfast cereal and not just big chunks of dates. Dates are actually very nutritious also. They have iron and fiber in them. Very energizing little snack too. So first we'll cut these lengthwise and then crosswise into tiny little bits. We're going to do a really fine chop. Get these into very small pieces. You'll see the dates just start sticking together. They make almost like a paste. And we'll do another chop this way. And just keep working at them until you have a very, very small chop. You could even do this in a food processor if you prefer. So now we're going to transfer this in so that these can start to cook in with the coconut milk and the spelt. Kind of pull them apart as you put it in there. Now give this a really good stir so that these get integrated and they'll start to cook in. You really don't want to have too much big chunks, as this is the main sweetener in the dish. So here's how this is starting to look. You can see the coconut milk is cooking down into the spelt. Really just break up any chunks of dates. Okay, now while this comes together, we're going to add in 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, one of my favorite spices of all time. Put cinnamon in a lot of things, but cinnamon is very good for the heart, and it has actually been proven recently that it has a healthy effect on lowering the bad cholesterol, so it's good to add cinnamon anywhere you can. And now we've also got a 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, granulated ginger, another one of my favorite spices, which is very good for digestion. Now you can see that the color has changed, and you can see that this is starting to come together. So now we're just going to finalize our ingredients here. We've got almonds and sunflower seeds, which is really going to up the protein content of this breakfast cereal. So between the spelt and the nuts and the coconut milk, this is a very nutrition-packed breakfast. So we've got raw almonds. We're going to give a rough chop. And this is nice for the texture balance of this dish. Adds a nice crunch. Okay, just make sure you don't have any really huge pieces, and then you can add in the sunflower seeds, and these also help add to the protein and vitamins. Give those a little rough chop as well. Now go ahead and add most of this to the porridge, but save a little bit for the top. And lastly, raisins. A little added sweetness. Now we're going to stir to incorporate all of this. And as you can see, it's really thickened up. And with that, we'll go ahead and plate up. Give yourself a nice hearty portion. And top with a few more of the almonds and seeds. And we'll go ahead and give this a taste. It smells so good. It's delicious. Chewy, crunchy, and spicy and sweet. Can't beat that. For more information and recipes like this, visit my website at www.purelifechef.com. Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Our gratitude to the wonderful Miss Rebecca Fry for sharing her time and expert information along with her fantastic recipes. Vegan chefs like her make the vegan trend ever more enjoyable. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. We wish you bounty of blessings as you embark on new, more compassionate ways of living and eating.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.